Good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, we got Steve Moore joining us at 8:05. He's an economist, been working with the White House in this tax reform package. It looks like it could be heading to the president's desk very, very soon. So we'll talk to Steve coming up. And at 8:35, Andrew McCarthy joins us, all ahead on this edition of Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais, in today for the vacationing Mary Walter. We've got a Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Good morning, sir.
Greetings.
Greetings to you. And then we've also got, joining us right now, the president of Judicial Watch, standing in studio, Tom Fitton. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
It's really nice to have you, especially on such an interesting week for all of the topics that you've been hammering the government about for so long. Yesterday, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, testifying before the House Judiciary Committee about apparently investigations into the Trump administration and into Russia, or whatever it is that Robert Mueller is investigating, that appear to be fairly compromised politically. What have you made of the last week of news here?
Well, I think there's an ethics crisis engulfing both the FBI and the Justice Department. And those agencies were ruined under Barack Obama. And Sessions and Director Wray are having to contend with this. No one trusts the FBI anymore. No one trusts the Justice Department. Rosenstein is oblivious to this, unfortunately. He's defending, he's refusing to take action where action is necessary. We have this information that you have 1, 2, 3 FBI officials conspiring to come up with a way to take out President Trump if he's elected to office. And it's a big yawn in the FBI in reaction. Rosenstein, the number two of Mueller's operation, Andrew Weissman, we had information that Judicial Watch obtained information. He emailed Sally Yates, an anti-Trumper Obama holdover in the beginning of administration, who refused to follow a lawful directive to defend the president's temporary travel ban. And Weissman sending a "I'm in awe of you" type email. He attends Hillary Clinton's election night eve victory party, or I guess not victory party in the end, and he's still at Mueller's operation, and they don't think anything of it? Who is running the show at the Justice Department? Mueller's operation's been compromised by both this FBI agent who was heavily involved in the Clinton investigation and the Russia investigation. You know, we just did an analysis. We looked at the voter registrations of all the attorneys who worked for Mr. Mueller, at least publicly reported. We couldn't find any Republicans anyone who was registered as a Republican. We did find 10 Democrats who were registered as Democrats.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going to stand up. Everybody's standing up, so I'm going to stand up too. Tom, you and Judicial Watch have been out there like the special forces of truth and fighting corruption. I want you to talk to us about one person, Peter Strzok, because there's a question of political affiliation versus political bias within law enforcement. This is the individual that ran the Hillary Servergate investigation, who we now, thanks to you and thanks to what we heard yesterday in his text to his paramour, was totally in the tank for the woman he was investigating and wanted to defend America from President Trump. How can this person serve right now in the FBI?
I don't know. And I don't understand why there isn't a kind of a thorough stop being put in place on Mueller's operation in light of this FBI agent's biases. You know, you can be a liberal and a Democrat and be in government. Heck, that's what most people are who are right. Running in these agencies. But you're not allowed to let those biases get in the way of your job.
Right.
And here you've got him talking about hating Trump, liking Hillary Clinton, and having an insurance policy. I guess he's not talking about GEICO in case President Trump is elected.
Right.
I don't look, he was behind the interviews of Hillary Clinton. He was running that show, the Clinton email investigation.
And can we just
remind? He was running. We have the documents,
right.
Sebastian. His name is all over the documents.
But can we remind listeners what happened during that investigation? How people who were under investigation were allowed to be in the room representing Hillary Clinton, and how the FBI decided to destroy the laptops, which were crucial to that investigation. Who do you think took those decisions?
Yeah, exactly right. And immunity was handed out like candy. There was obvious obstruction that was ignored. Documents were withheld. And compare and contrast that with the Manafort investigations, where they got the idea documents were withheld from them, and they raided his home in a pre-dawn raid with guns drawn.
Yep.
I'm not saying that should have been done with Clinton, but Look, there's terrible corruption at the top of the FBI, and it's a crisis.
But we talk about sort of, you know, this investigation in Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, we just found out about a Justice Department official who was communicating secretly with Fusion GPS. I say secretly because the Justice Department now claims that they demoted him on the basis of not knowing about his conversations with Fusion GPS. Then we find out a week later his wife worked for Fusion GPS, which means, if we're going to just, you know, connect all the dots here, Hillary Clinton's campaign paying Fusion GPS, that money going into the bank account of Justice Department officials, and we are just finding out about this? What is going on? And also, do you have a sense that people in the Justice Department, the FBI, I wonder if they contact you at Judicial Watch, if they feel like there's waning confidence in their institutions?
I think they understand it. I think they're trying to release. I think they're concerned about it, and that's why they're releasing some of the information that we see. These text messages were released to the media the other day. Mr. Rosenstein seems to think that he just needs to wait for an IG investigation in order to do something. Let me just be clear. IG investigations tend to be exposés and cover-ups at the same time. He has an independent obligation to act. And if Mueller's investigation is compromised, he needs to put it to a stop right now because there's people whose freedom is in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. More from Tom Fitton in a moment at 7:44 here on WMAL.
I think it's important to recognize that when we talk about political affiliation, that all demonstrates political affiliation. The issue of bias is something different. I've discussed this with Director Mueller, and he and I collectively have a lot of experience managing offices in the Department of Justice. We recognize we have employees with political opinions, and it's our responsibility to make sure those opinions do not influence their actions. Pardon me. And so I believe that Director Mueller understands that, and that he is running that office appropriately, recognizing that people have political views, but ensuring that those views are not in any way a factor in how they conduct themselves.
Tom Fitton's the president of Judicial Watch. His job is to keep the government accountable from the outside of it. And Tom, do you listen to what Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said yesterday, that he's trying to make sure that those views don't impact the investigation? Is it your impression that they've been able to keep those views away from impacting it?
Well, I don't know, because no one's investigating what Mueller's been up to, given the crisis that we've uncovered. You know, by that logic, the Attorney General shouldn't have recused himself from the Russia investigation. Because the expectation is when you're put into office, you keep your views out of it.
Can I ask you a question I asked Congressman Jordan? Where do you stand on special counsels in general? Aren't they just always a disaster that just goes fishing for convictions?
Well, you know, in my view, the Attorney General can appoint a special counsel on his own. But these regulations are constitutionally bunk.
Yeah.
Because Rosenstein's saying, well, I don't have cause to fire Mr. Mueller, and cause is in the regulations. Well, the president doesn't need cause to fire Mr. Mueller.
Anybody.
He doesn't need cause to fire anyone. In fact, he's a special counsel, not a super counsel, which is the way the regulations treat him. Right. And Rosenstein says he's monitoring Mueller. He isn't. He isn't supervised on a day-to-day basis by an officer of the United States, someone appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. That is a constitutionally infirm process.
And what's the crime? Lying to the vice president with regards to who you had a phone conversation with? I mean, isn't that the big burning issue? What is the reason for impaneling this special counsel?
Well, the reason seems to be that Comey leaked a memo to the New York Times with the hopes of getting a special counsel appointed. And I think Comey said boo. And again, abuse of power, abuse of office. You know, he was out of the FBI, but he was allowed to leave with the memos. And Rosenstein did the wrong thing in appointing a special counsel as a reaction as opposed to something thoughtful.
By the way, Comey admitted all of that under oath, too, before Congress. Amazing stuff. With 30 seconds to go here, what is Judicial Watch up to now in light of all of this new information? What are you pursuing right now?
You know what we want? We want the texts. They released 375 of the 10,000 texts. We want the dossier info. We sued in May for the dossier information. And we're still getting the runaround. They won't even confirm or deny the dossier exists. And we have the number two, the Justice Department, testifying about it yesterday. They're covering it up. Remember, this FBI special agent, they fired him 5 months ago. And they withheld that information from Congress and the American people. Mueller can't be trusted.
Tom Fitton, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall, and also for plugging away at the government to find out all the answers that the public so deserves. Really appreciate you this morning.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
7:51 now on WMA.